This is the Screen Director's Playhouse. We continue with the third act of Next Time We Love, starring two Academy Award nominees, Jimmy Stewart as Chris and Eleanor Parker as Cicely, with Gerald Moore as Tommy.
Sometimes the best intentions go amiss. You try to help friends, and instead you find yourself hurting them. Now that I can look back into the past and get a clear picture, I'd say the turning point in the life of Cicely and Chris came one afternoon in Central Park, while Chris was waiting for Cicely to arrive. For lack of a baby carriage, he was holding little Kit in his arms. He was accosted by a curious youngster.
Hi, mister.
Oh, how are you?
Crybaby, isn't he?
No, I wouldn't say that, no.
Is it your baby?
Yes, it's my baby.
Well, where's his mother?
She's out doing some errands.
What is she doing?
I said she's out doing some errands.
Huh. Hasn't your baby got a nurse?
No.
Oh, it must not be much of a baby.
All right, now come on, get out of here. Go and get your father. I can't hit you, but I'll beat his brains in.
Crybaby, crybaby.
Come on, get out of here.
The carriage awaits, my lord.
Cecily, what's this? What?
Oh, Kit, look.
Baby carriage.
What? Yeah, see? They had one with four wheel brakes, but I think you'd like this one. Put him in, Chris.
Well, sure. Well, where did you... Well, you got a new hat on, a suit. Where'd you
where get... did I get the money?
Yeah.
Well, I just got an advance on my salary.
Huh?
You see, last week Tommy took me to see Michael Jennings, and today he gave me a six-month contract.
A six-month contract?
Yeah, here it is.
Well, it says $150 a week.
Yes. It is fantastic, isn't it? Oh, Chris, darling, don't you see what it means? We can get a full-time nurse for Kit and pay all the back rent we owe.
Yeah, it came just in time, didn't it? When do you start?
Next week.
Oh, next week, huh? Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful for you.
It's wonderful for both of us.
No, you're doing what you want to do. That's all it counts. Donnie, you remember that circus job I told you about? I'm going to take that.
Chris, you can't do that. Publicity man for a circus? Oh, no, not after all the things you've done.
I'll pay the rent for the nurse and Kit.
Well, you don't have to do that now. You can wait.
I've waited long enough. I'm tired of feeling ashamed of myself. I've been a flop as a husband and a father. I'm just stuck on myself because I once was a foreign correspondent.
Oh, darling, please don't take that circus job now.
I've got to. I just can't talk about it anymore. I've just got to do something. I'll see you tonight, Cicely.
Sit down, Mrs. Tyler.
Thank you, Mr. Cartwright. I came to talk to you about my husband. I don't think you quite understand what happened while he was a foreign correspondent for your paper in England.
Do you know that the night your husband left our office in England, there was an attempted assassination of a very high person in politics? Now, suppose it had been successful.
Oh, that would have been very dreadful, wouldn't it? Or I might have died when my baby was born and Chris still in England. But neither of those things happened. And in the meantime, a good newspaper man is eating his heart out, and you're going without someone you need.
When I send a man halfway across the world to keep his eyes open for me, I want a man I can trust.
Oh, Mr. Cartwright, didn't you ever make a mistake? Didn't you once do something that wasn't quite in the line of duty? And didn't anyone ever give you a second chance?
Mrs. Tyler, they don't run newspapers on second chances. Oh, I realize this must have made things difficult financially for you and your husband. Now, it's unfortunate.
Financially? Oh, I don't think you quite understand why I'm here.
Well, why did you come?
Because I want Chris to be doing the things he was meant for. That's a promise I made to myself.
All the newspaper men's wives I've ever known wanted their husbands to get out of the business.
It's his life, Mr. Carter.
You really want your husband to be a newspaper man?
So long as that's what he wants.
What's his number?
Oh, Chelsea 7883.
Get me Chelsea 7883. How about China?
China?
Yes, China, the Far East. If he sticks at it this time, he'll get everything he ever hoped for. Oh, there'll be months when he's off in the interior. You won't even hear from him. Probably won't even see him for years. Do you want me to forget it?
No. And he'll stick at it. I won't do anything to bring him back this time.
Began to roll on. The name Chris Tyler, foreign correspondent, was a household word. Everyone looked for his reports on China, Russia, and every other godforsaken land. As for Sicily, her life could be summed up with her latest review. Critics acclaimed Cicely Tyler the outstanding dramatic success of the year, the most glamorous star in a decade.
Sorry, Tommy. I couldn't get home sooner. Important interview, you know.
Oh, sure. Here's a letter from Chris. Hey, does he finally know you're moving?
No.
Why are you, anyway? What's the matter with the house in Connecticut?
Well, it's all right for weekends and for Kit, but when I'm in town, well, it isn't very convenient. There's no place to entertain.
Took you long enough to discover that.
Yes, I know. I think I kept hoping I'd hear Chris come running up the stairs again. Now I want a place of my own things.
Mm. Any particular news from Chris?
Yes, he's coming home in a few weeks.
To stay?
No. He'll only have a few days till he has to go back.
I wonder if he's changed as much as you have.
I wonder, too. Tommy, what's happened to me? I should be happy, and instead I'm frightened.
Why, Cicely?
Chris must have learned to live alone, too.
Living alone together? It's not important for you or Chris?
I don't feel married to him anymore.
That doesn't make any difference to you either.
Why, do you know, there have been whole days lately when I haven't thought of him once. That's a strange kind of love. I don't understand it. We had so much together once.
Mrs. Tyler, Mr. Tyler has arrived.
Have him come in.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Cicely.
You're looking very well.
Well, you are, too. Better than I've ever seen you. How's Kit?
Oh, fine. He's much bigger than you'd imagine. He's in the country now.
Oh, yes. Tommy told me you'd taken a place in Connecticut, too.
Just for the summer, for Kit. It's very pleasant there. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thanks. Tommy met me at the boat.
Yes, he told me he was going to meet you.
Yes, he told me he told you that he would.
Oh. I have some cocktails ready. Do you think it's too early for them?
No, I don't think so. I think it would be a great help to both of us. Here, can I help you?
Yes, you can get some ice in the kitchen. I'll go along.
Hey, this is the first refrigerator I've ever seen outside of a magazine.
Get the ice out of those trays.
Sure. How do you do it?
Well, pour some hot water over them now.
Oh,
look,
sorry.
What you've done, Chris.
Here's a towel. I'll dry you. You know, I used to do all right with an ice pick.
Hand me the shaker.
Cicely, I'm sorry I upset you so.
Chris, how would you like to drive down and see Kit?
Oh, yes, I'd like that very much.
It isn't far, and I think you'll love the place. Kit can show you his pony.
What? Like, Kit on a pony?
Oh, sure, he goes riding every morning. You could stay and... Of course, if you have any other plans, it might interfere.
Well, I had planned to see Carteret in the morning. Perhaps there's a train I could get back tonight.
Yes, there's one that gets you in at 11.
That's fine. Cicely, I've been away a long time, but there's one thing that may make our meeting a little less difficult. I want you to know that I realize that you've been living your own life, and I want you to realize that. I'm trying to say that I don't want you to feel that I expect anything of you.
That's very fair of you. I don't want you to feel that I expect anything of you either.
Hey, why does this brandy taste better in Connecticut, Cicely?
I'm sure I don't know.
Now, you've spent hours telling... I've spent so much time telling me about myself. Now, what about you?
Me? Oh, I've had a very good winter, very busy. My show just closed last week.
No, I mean you.
I've had Kit.
Is that enough?
Something to live for? If it hadn't been for Kit, I don't know that I'd have been altogether faithful to your memory.
Do you know, I've made up my mind I wasn't going to ask you that. I never was so glad to hear anything in my life.
Is that what you were thinking of all afternoon when we were being so very reasonable?
Well, something like that, I guess. Well, I guess I'd better hurry if I'm going to catch that train. Cicely, I wonder, do you know, I'd like to see Kit once more.
Oh, yes, come on.
Oh, this is nice.
That's my room. Kit's in here.
Do you think it'll wake him up if I kiss him goodbye?
No, go ahead.
But he's stirring.
It doesn't matter.
There's a smile on his face. I guess he thought it was you.
Oh, no, he knows you by now.
Good night, Kit. Good night, son. Come on, Cicely.
I'm sorry I'm not able to send you back in the car, but it's William's night off.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to trains.
Yes, I know. I'll be in town tomorrow. It'll be fun showing you all the new places.
I'm looking forward to that.
You'll phone me tomorrow, then?
Yes, yes. All right. Well, I'd better hurry or I'll miss that train.
Chris.
Darling.
What would happen if you didn't take that train?
Oh, my darling.
Cicely, how long have we known each other?
Well, I'd say it's about 9 years.
It's a long time, isn't it?
I should say not. I expect to know you for at least 50 more.
I hope. I had a letter from Chris this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, he's left Korea. He's gone to Switzerland. Are you going to join him?
I don't know. It depends on whether I open my play in the fall or this summer.
Yeah. You know, it's funny his resigning from his job unless he feels he's done everything he started out to do.
He's come a long way, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. What's this book he's going to write?
Did he tell you about it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He always said he'd never write a book. Look, tell me about the beautiful blonde that Winchell reports you running around with. What's her name?
Oh, Elaine. Her name's Elaine. Elaine Martin.
Are you in love with her?
Well, you couldn't exactly call it a love match. We just like each other. It might work out.
Well, what are you waiting for?
You.
The promise of always.
Tommy.
Even after 9 years, it may sound a little sudden. Would you divorce Chris and marry me?
Because we just like each other, like you and Elaine?
No. No, it isn't quite the same, at least for me. You see, I happen to be in love with you.
I didn't know, Tommy.
Well, I didn't intend you shouldn't. But I've loved you ever since I can remember.
I've always taken everything for granted. I never thought of you at all. Except, well, as someone I could turn to. It wasn't very nice of me, was it?
You've always loved Chris. Do you still? Yeah, I know you do. Even though he'd rather write a book than come back to you. How many times have you two been together in the last 5 years since you came back from China?
Once in Paris, 2 weeks in Lucerne, 4 times altogether, but never for very long. Since China, there's always either my work or his.
What's in the way this time, except the book?
Evidently, he doesn't want to see me.
Well, then, will you, Cicely?
Marry you?
Yes.
Tommy, you make me very proud. Perhaps we could be happy together, Arne.
Even that much from you makes me feel happier than I know what to do about. Well, I suppose I...
Tommy.
Huh?
Come and sit down. Tommy, Chris has asked me if I want a divorce. He's done and said everything he could to tell me he doesn't love me anymore. Still, I feel I must wait. I don't know what for, but I must wait. No matter how lonely I am.
I understand.
Tommy, that song they're playing on the radio. The day I was married, and I thought I was to go back to college. They played it while I was in Chris's apartment.